Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Thanks for joining us on today's podcast, which is part two of Qualifying the Prospect. If you missed part one, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it right away. It's the previous podcast to this one because it covers the first five steps of the qualification, which are critical to you closing more deals more quickly. Remember, one of the key messages from part one was you have to take your time in the qualification. When I'm coaching sales reps, what I notice is the majority of deals are lost because we sped through the qualification and didn't want to dive deeply into the requirements, the return on investment, and the criteria the customer was expecting. Don't skimp out on this process. And here's number six. You must understand the decision criteria and the order of priority for each of these criteria. And I will tell you that this is the step most salespeople forget. Some of them, to be fair, don't know you should be asking about the priority, but many of them do and just don't ask it because they're scared. And this is critical. If you don't know which of the criteria are the highest priority, you'll never be able to create the right proposal. Here are the questions you should ask. How will you make a final decision about the best solution for you? And which of those criteria is the most important? Number seven. The buying stage and the timeline. You have to understand when they will make a decision, but also when do they want to start using your product and service. And again, don't confuse the two because they're not the same. Of course, we want to find out when they're going to make a yes-no decision, but I think even more critically, we want to know when they want the product in their hands or when they want to start using it because that's the piece that will help us to determine urgency. So the questions I suggest is, when is the latest you'd like to start using, or when's the latest you'd like to have this product on site? And then a question is, in order to do that, we'll need to have a go or a no-go decision by a certain date. Is that workable for you? If you work backwards here from their desired implementation date, you'll always be able to create more urgency. Number eight. What are their business drivers and buying triggers? So in other words, what's driving this decision? Why are they interested now? Questions I would ask are, what inspired you to look for a solution now? Or what's going on that's making this project critical to you now? Number nine, competitors. And don't forget, your competitors could be internal or external. They could be, of course, competitors for this project, but they could also be just competitors for the time, attention, and resources that your prospect have. You also want to know if this is a competitor for the specific opportunity you're working on, have they worked with this company before? So you want to ask questions like, who else are you considering? Why them? What have you tried so far? And finally, number 10, the estimated price for the opportunity. Is this investment budgeted for? Questions I would ask are, how much are you expecting to invest? And is this money allocated for this year? Now, of course, you don't have to ask all 10 of these topics in this order. Ask them in the way that's most natural to the conversation, but make yourself a checklist and don't put a proposal in front of the customer or the prospect unless you've got detailed answers to all 10. Don't make assumptions. Make sure your answers are the answers the prospect gave you, not the ones you wanted to hear or are assuming you heard based on the research you did or a past experience with a client. Making your proposals based on assumptions or misinformation will only drag out the sale or cause you to lose the sale completely. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.